An advocate for a revolution in education has been touring the nation and recently spent 8 days visiting Alaska schools. Ted Dintersmith is a former venture capitalist turned education innovation enthusiast. Dintersmith authored the book Most Likely to Succeed, Preparing Our Kids for the Innovation Era. He also funded a film by the same name. He says our education system hasn't changed in more than a century from its original design and mission of educating kids for jobs in manufacturing. Rather than promoting creative thought and ideas, he says the moribund system gets more rigid.
Let's fix it by testing more and introducing more complicated accountability schemes. And so somehow, if it's obsolete, if it's a covered wagon and we need to compete in the Indianapolis 500, let's beat the mules harder and measure the speed of the covered wagon more frequently. If we just measure it every 10 minutes, that covered wagon has every chance of winning the Indianapolis 500, except what's happening? The covered wagon's slowing down. It's not just that we're not getting where we need to get to. We're actually making it worse. And so then I started visiting schools and more schools and more schools. And I just said, oh my gosh, this is the biggest problem I could ever imagine, because we are preparing kids, training kids, conditioning them for the jobs that no longer exist.
What would an ideal high school look like for you?
Well, I think that's one of the things is when you lock yourself in on a model, I think you lock yourself in on a failed approach. And so I think we've had education policy in our country really has borrowed right from the playbook of central planning in the Soviet Union economy. What I find as I travel across the country, and you know, I've been since the middle of September to 49 of the 50 states. By next month, I will have been everywhere, some of the states 2-3 times. So I'm seeing all these things all over the country that are the most inspiring of things. They're not the same, though. They reflect the local culture, the local environment, the objectives of people in their city or their community or their tribe or wherever, that you just look and say, go. If we did more of that, we would be light years ahead. But, you know, I've seen these things, great examples in classrooms in tribal villages, great examples in a second grade class in Sitka. I met with this group ANSEP that's doing incredible things. Alaska doesn't need somebody from Washington, D.C. to tell them what to do. You know what to do. You've got things here working. The question is, how can that affect 100% of the kids instead of 1% of the kids?
Do you think parents are ready to also embrace this new approach?
Well, parents, it's genetic, right? Over and over again, parents, they just want the best for their kids. But they struggle to articulate what that means. And they largely just want their kid to do well and, you know, like get good grades, you know, do lots of homework. And parents, by and large, want school to be like it was when they were in school. So what I encourage parents to do is to be a lot more comfortable of innovation, of something different. And that's why, you know, I organized and funded and helped put together this film, Most Likely to Succeed. And it just shows the audience, kids that are learning in a far more authentic, more engaging way, that if you just described it in words, if I said on the radio, kids working on interdisciplinary projects where they got to learn as a means to the end and they're cutting across the boundaries of shop and art and history and math and science, and they can't wait to get to school, most parents hearing that will say, oh, that sounds like a good summer camp type of experience. That's not real learning. If kids actually enjoy it, that can't be real learning, right? Because learning is hard. Learning isn't fun. Learning's boring. And yet, that's what we need to understand, is that kids can learn from all sorts of places today.
You've been to ANSEP, the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program. Where else have you been in Alaska? And how does what you've seen here compare to other places, other states?
Well, you know, so I've tried to cover a lot. So I've spent time in Anchorage, obviously. I'm here. Juneau, visited schools there. Sitka, visited several schools there. Bethel, and visited schools there. Tentatuliak, visited schools there. So I'm covering a pretty broad spectrum. If you're going from Anchorage to Tentatuliak, you're doing something that, by the way, I suspect no federal bureaucrat that's setting education policy for America has done, right? And so what do I see? I see the same, in some ways, you know, huge differences. I mean, the goals and objectives when you're in a village in remote Alaska are not the same as the goals and objectives if you're raising a kid in Princeton, New Jersey, even though the Princeton, New Jersey perspective largely rules the day in education. The similarities are, I see these pockets of amazing things in Alaska. Alaska doesn't need to travel outside of the state to see things that are working that are incredible. When you see a second grade teacher in Sitka having kids in second grade be experts at building things in Minecraft, and you know as I do that Minecraft is Turing complete. It is a computer language of its own. And you see these kids at second grade that are on a path to be incredible. If we can just avoid putting them through memorizing a bunch of low-level math procedures and suddenly saying, I hate math, I hate school, those kids will be off to the races.
Ted Dintersmith is an advocate for innovation in education. Links to his book and a movie trailer are at our website, alaskapublic.org.